Morning, Rob.
Good morning. As I talked about with Tony early, quite a hard-fought game between your team and Elon. You guys come up a little short, 14-6, as you've gone back and looked at the game. Just give me your impressions on what happened.
Yeah, tough football game. Tony's got a really good, good team, very talented. You know, came down to me, you know, the red zone stop that they had down there. There was a turnover that we had, and then not being able to get the ball in on 4th and inches on the goal line there. And then defensively, you know, you look, there were 4 for 11 third down, but 3 for 3 in the fourth quarter and third down. So they are able to extend, you know, those third down opportunities they had with explosive pass play that got them down there in red zone and just the back and forth of it. But they executed at those moments that you needed to have big plays made, and we didn't. And so they won the game. But again, you know, your hat goes off to a tough, aggressive team. You know, it's been since I've been here playing against Elon, it's always been a back and forth. And they pulled away. They executed what they needed to do in order to win the game. Unfortunately, we did not. And that's the life of the CAA now. You know, got to get better, move on, move forward, and get ready for the next opportunity. So again, tough game. They won. And now we got to find ways to make sure that we get ourselves corrected and move forward.
First question is more from Dave Johnson. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, Rob. How you doing? Hey, Mike.
Good.
Hey, Dave.
Without Yoder on Saturday, you were still able to get 300 plus yards from your rushing attack. And on the surface, Emo and Lucas look like two very different runners. But I was wondering if you could sort of discuss that, the combination they give you, and how much does each have his own particular skill and ability when they.
Yeah, you know, Malachi is more of a dynamic, explosive runner. You know, he weighs way less than Martin Lucas, but Malachi's a guy, I believe, had 132 yards rushing, another 20 something, you know, receiving. So 150 plus yards all purpose. Martin is a, you know, bigger back, sturdy, downhill, aggressive running style type of guy. So their styles are different, you know, but they're guys that we rely on to be able to move the ball. And as you said, I mean, I think Elon had been giving up like 88 yards versus the rush. And I think we had over 300 yards. And so but you got to do enough to win the game ultimately, no matter what the stats say. But those two guys, they complement each other. And you know, we got to still keep finding ways to get not only the rushing yards, the passing yards, but get into the end zone for some scores as well.
Thanks. Next question from Marty O'Brien. Go ahead, Marty.
Good morning, Coach. Good morning, Rob. Coach, this is your, I guess, your seventh time in a William & Mary UVA game and your fifth time as a head coach. What would it mean for William & Mary to get a win against the UVA? And what is special for you about this series?
Yeah, you know, Marty, I've worn the hat on both sides, you know, being an FBS coach playing an FCS school, FCS coach playing an FBS school. Last year we played Charlotte, we were able to beat them. And when I was at Howard, we played UNLV, you know, had a win there. When I was at Richmond, we beat, Duke. And so it's always, you know, for an FCS team to beat an FBS team, you know, that you take a great deal of pride about that because of the disparities in scholarship and the depth and things like that. But I'm a Virginia person. I went to high school, Tabb High School, Bethel High School, you know, undergrad at Richmond. First full-time job was at William & Mary. I've been at, Virginia for a large part of my career. And when you have an opportunity to coach in this great state with a lot of great people, with a lot of great players that still stay, you know, involved and in touch with you, you want to win if you're on one side. You want to win if you're playing the other side of it. So obviously, you know, the opportunity to be competitive, play, you know, and that venue up there for players perhaps that weren't recruited by them or, you know, maybe wish that they had an opportunity there. You put a game plan together and you try to create a mindset that, you know, that you want to get, go play an away game at a venue that, you know, that's loud, I believe a television game, that's why you do it, you know. And so it's our job as coaches to try to get these guys ready to go do the impossible, you know, the whole David and Goliath type thing, you know. And so we're going to enjoy this week of preparing and getting ready to go play, you know, our next opponent, you know, and then go from there.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Marty.
Mike, your next question from John O'Connor. Go ahead, John.
Coach Long, it's sort of a weird time to be playing an FBS game. I wonder how that factors into your preparation or your strategy or anything like that. Generally, you get these out of the way in early September or late August. Thank you.
Yeah, you're right, John. Yeah, you'd rather have your non-out-of-conference or particularly your FBS games early on in the season, but just because of scheduling and opportunities and things like that. I mean, I think it would be nice, you know, to play, whether it's a Virginia Tech or an ODU or UVA, you know, because you're in state, you know, FBS schools like that. But, you know, the schedule is the way it is, and we got to adapt and adjust to it now. But, again, there's a bye that we have following this particular game. So, you know, it lines up to, you know, to for us to take advantage of the opportunity that we have in front of us. And now with today being an off day and getting ready to get started again, you know, for Tuesday's preparation on, that's the plan and that's the focus.
Thank you.
Thanks, John.
Mike, you talked about what an impressive job you guys did running the football with the 300 yards. The passing game struggled some. Can you put your finger on why that happened, or was it just more of the fact that you were committed to trying to run the ball?
Yeah, I mean, I think we were like 5 or something on passing, and obviously you wanted that percentage to be up higher. You know, the running game was going well for us, but you want to, you know, you don't want teams to draw down on you just being one dimensional. And so obviously there might've been some drops and it might've been some passes that maybe Darius would like back, but you know, we got to continue to keep focusing on the thing that's going to allow us to move the ball and affect, you know, whether they're trying to play an 8-9 man box or whatever it might be. And so that's one of the things, the great thing about planning and you know, for your next game and next opponent is trying to do the things to put a plan together for you to be successful. So we're working hard and heavy to make sure that happens.
Got a follow-up from Dave. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Mike, what are some of your early thoughts on Virginia? I know they're 0-5 or whatever, but they seem to have been in just about every game.
Yeah, I mean, they've been in most of their games. They've been highly competitive. They have a very, you know, athletic, talented team. You know, we've seen both quarterbacks, Musket, you know, just in playing this last game against Boston College, very talented. And so it's a good football team. And obviously they're looking for a win, they're looking for opportunities to play four quarters and impact, you know, the kind of guys that they have on their team that, you know, they look to be, you know, athletic, tall, can run and all those things. But, you know, our goal is to, you know, again, put that game plan together to allow, you know, the things that we have, we can accentuate to be competitive and then go up and play in what I expect to be a great venue.
Thanks.
Thanks, Dave.
Mike, we've talked over the years about Alex Washington's contributions on special teams, being one of the top special teams guys in the year, but his playing time on your defense seems to have increased in recent weeks. 7 tackles and forced a fumble on Saturday. Just talk about his play and how he has gotten more chances on that first team defense.
Yeah. Alex has done a really good job for us. You know, Quinn Osborne, you know, has been out with an injury. He'll be coming back soon. But Alex, you know, the next man up mentality has been something that you know, that he's embraced, and he's actually, you know, executed and done some positive things. He's been a special teams player of the game, you know, defensive player of the game, you know, since he's been playing. So, you know, he's involved in the student activities here on campus in leadership positions. So Alex has really done a really good job. And you know, it's good to see him mature and grow and develop into being a good football player as well.
Just one more before I let you go. Defensively, so much has been made, you know, about the streak, and you guys pitched the shutout through three quarters. Did you feel, other than the one big play that on the long pass play, that your defense was as solid as they've been, or how did you feel like they played Saturday?
Yeah, you know, Rob, they you know, scored, you know, to their credit, they scored two touchdowns in the fourth quarter. The last 5 minutes of the game, you know, things happened. There was, as I said, they were 4 for 11 in the third down, but, you know, 3 for 3 in the fourth quarter. And one of those was that long pass, 76 yarder plus. And so, you know, we've been doing a pretty good job versus the run, keeping points down, total defense and all those things. But, you know, to their credit, they executed a play that we weren't, all hands on deck for, and it was an explosive play. So I still like our defense. Our guys, they play tough. They're aggressive. We have guys on it that can impact the flow of the game. And we're going to need that, you know, when we go, play an FBS team up in Charlottesville. But again, credit goes to Tony and Elon, good football team, but that's the CAA. I mean, that's the CAA. It's you got on any given Friday or Saturday, we got teams that are playing, but we'll get ready for this one and move forward and move on to Rob.
All right, Mike. Thanks so much for your time today. Good luck in Charlottesville on Saturday, and we'll talk again next week.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you. All right, you too.